Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Use My Gifts for His Glory, already in progress.
Is God good? Now then, somebody says, you know, God would never do us like that. You know, let me show you a scripture in the New Covenant that's so clear in John 15:2. I want you to see what John 15:2 says. This has been in the scripture for 2,000 years, and almost nobody believes this scripture. But look what it says. In John 15:2, it says, how many branches? How many?
Every.
Does that include you, Miss Jackie?
Yes, sir.
It includes me? Every branch in me that bears no fruit... What does he say he does? He takes it away or cuts it off. But every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so it'll be even more fruitful. He purges it or prunes it, makes it more fruitful. Do you think God plans for you to produce fruit for his kingdom?
Amen, he does.
He does, somehow, some way. He expects you to be, if you're in the hospital and they're carrying you down the hallway, he expects you to be quoting Psalm 23. You're witnessing for him.
Amen.
And his glory. He expects you, until death takes us out, George, he expects you to produce fruit for his kingdom. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Just think. Now, there's a lady that come to church. Somebody says, wow, that scripture that God says, why do you call me good? You know there ain't nobody good but God alone. So, you know, when people say, why do bad things happen to good people? I'll tell you, there ain't no good people. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? There is no such thing as good people. I mean, just who would have ever dreamed? I mean, I would have never been able to guess that one. You know, for if that lady had been coming to my church and she was a sweetheart, I mean, she got along with everybody. You know, everybody. Somebody said, well, see, Thurman, you're wrong. Sickness and sin are not directly related because, see, this woman's such a lovely lady. You know, she never does anything wrong. She walks in love with everybody. And see, she had breast cancer. Now she's got terminal cancer. And see, your sin and sickness deal don't line up. But when you read Romans 14:23, it says, anything you do that's not of faith is sin. And he's talking about eating food right there in Romans 14. That's all about eating. He's trying to tell you, you have the freedom to eat anything you want to. But if you offend somebody in what you're doing, you're sinning. If you eat meat and somebody says, you know, I can't eat nothing but vegetables. I'm a vegetarian and I don't think you ought to eat that either. I say, okay, no problem. We won't put the steak. I'll roll it up and give it back to them or whatever. Put it in the to-go box or something. I'll take it with me and I'll eat it later when you're not here. Because in my freedom, do I have freedom to eat steak? Do I have freedom? If I have freedom to eat anything, can I eat catfish? Yes. You know, now the Torah teachers will tell you, you can't. You can't eat catfish. You can't eat shrimp. But the Bible says, I'm free to eat anything I want to eat if I eat it in faith. So can I eat catfish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do I eat catfish? Yes. I like catfish? Yes. Do I like shrimp? Yes. Every once in a while, Cheryl and I go up and she orders not a little medium-sized plate of shrimp. But one of those giant ones. Yeah, large. And we just pig out on shrimp. There's probably, I don't know how many, there's probably 10 or 12 or 14 of them big old double shrimp in there, aren't there? So I'm my mouth watering thinking about that. I'm going to have to go eat after a while, see? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you, if I had this woman come in here and I said, you know, how many of you know this woman? And y'all said, we know her. She's been coming to church here for years. And I've been going here 10 years myself. That's a lovely woman. I've never seen her have a bitter thought against nobody. Nobody ever. She has been a really good Sunday school teacher. She is a great woman of God. She tithes. She does everything right. That woman is coming down with terminal cancer. This time, you're wrong. That's just like that time sitting right here. There was a man and her husband right here, and she said, Pastor Scrivener, I know you say, I've listened to your teachings, that you believe that if I'm a woman and I have breast cancer, I have unforgiveness toward another female. And I said, yes, ma'am, it works like that every time. She said, this time you're wrong. Said, I have no unforgiveness toward no woman, I guarantee. I said, ma'am, the evidence is against you. So Cheryl says, let me talk to you. So they start talking. We're standing right here. Cheryl's talking to her, and I come over here, and I said, Lord, you said in your word, any man lacks wisdom, he needs to ask you. Is that what he said?
Yes.
James chapter 1, any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, which will give you the wisdom. I didn't know the answer, so I lacked wisdom. And James 1, I said, okay, Father, in Jesus' name, show me what the sin is, why this woman has breast cancer. And just as clear as a bell, he said, ask her if her husband has ever committed adultery on her. Oh, I said, honey, I hate to break in here, but I just got a word from God. I said, ma'am, has your husband, which was standing right there, has your husband ever committed adultery on you? Yes, he did 15 years ago, but I forgive him. I said, okay. And then the Lord says, ask her if she's forgiven the woman. I said, ma'am, did you forgive the woman he committed adultery with? She went, do y'all all understand I just hit a sore spot? It's like sticking a hot iron in her side, right? No, I have not forgiven her. I said, ma'am, that's why you got breast cancer. That's why you're fixing to lose your breasts, or that's why you're fixing to die. Now, is that woman that your husband committed adultery with worth you dying over? No. I said, then I believe I'd forgive her. So she said, okay, Lord, I'm so sorry. I have carried that bitterness against that woman. I have forgiven my husband, but I have not forgiven that man. And do you think God understands that?
He sure does.
He sure does, doesn't he, George?
He forgets.
He doesn't forget nothing. He knows everything. And so that woman confessed her sin. She forgave the woman. And the next month when they came back to the next healing school, she had no breast cancer. Now, do you all understand how important it is to repent of your sin? If you want to get well, you got to repent of sin. Now then, but you know, you don't understand what George did to me. I mean, he was mean to me. He wasn't kind to me. I fixed him a nice dinner and he didn't say nothing but bad things about it. You think I'm going to forgive that big lug? Is that the way we do, Becky? Is that the way? No, I hope not. I mean, is that the way people do? Do people do that?
We do that.
We do that. And then we wonder why we can't get our prayer answered from God, right?
That's right. Well, we know why.
Husbands, love your wives. Oh, my goodness. Do you have to remind me of that? That's the way the husband's supposed to love the wife, right, Ms. Jackie? But the wife is to submit to the husband in all things. You know, so women, there's so many women. In fact, I told this story this last week, and I'm going to tell it again because it's such a good one. Here a while back, my wife has a lovely daughter that's coming up on 50. She's 48 or something. 46. Yeah, 48. She's a beautiful woman, just like her mother. But anyway, she, you know, she's a singer, and she's out before the public all the time. And she got some, I couldn't even see them, but she said she had some little bitty tiny wrinkles at different places on her face, and she was going to some kind of a specialist, and they were going to inject something in there, you know, to take out the little wrinkles. So Cheryl come home that night after she had had dinner with her and said, honey, well, Christy's going Monday to have those little wrinkles taken out of her face. When she goes, I've got a couple of places on my lip. I want to have a little filler put in those too. I says, absolutely not. No. But honey, I want my lipstick bleeds. I said, no. I don't care if your lipstick bleeds or what. I said, I haven't noticed it. I said, your lips look beautiful. I think you're a beautiful woman. And I said, there ain't nobody in the world you're trying to please but me. I'm the only man in the world you're supposed to please. I'm your husband. No, you're not dressing or trying to do something to make look beautiful to other men. You're only going to please me. I don't care what the rest of them think about you. In fact, I'd rather they not look too much. I'd rather they look the other way. And I sure don't want them coming over and hugging on you. That's no deal there. I don't want that. I'm jealous. She's my wife, not yours. So anyway, she said, but honey, please let me have it done. I said, no. Case closed. When I speak, I mean what I say. It's done. No. But honey, please. And all of a sudden, oh my goodness gracious. Her right foot, she throws her sandal off, and I look over there, and her center toe is crooked sideways. And she said, honey, pray. Look at this spot. Oh, my foot. Oh, she said, it's hurting. Pray. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy. Command him to get his hands off my wife now in Jesus' name. And she said, oh, my goodness, it got worse. It hurts worse. So I said, Satan, I rebuke you and I command you to get your hands off my wife's foot. Stop that twisting her toe now in Jesus' name. And she said, every time you do that, it gets worse. It's hurting. She said, ask the Lord, what did I do? Now, ladies, that's a dangerous thing. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, why is my wife's toe all bowed over like that? He said, your wife is not submitting to your authority. That's why her toe is like that. I said, honey, don't take this as an offense. Because you don't have any women would take this as an offense. If their husband tried to tell them, this is the problem you got because you're sinning. I mean, you know, they don't want to hear that. Mine didn't want to hear it either. But she said, Lord, it's hurting so bad. Cheryl says, Lord, I repent. I will obey my husband. And bam, her toe was totally released and perfect in 1 second. The thing about it is, I don't care who we are. Why do you think, just like the first Sunday after that happened on Friday, I think it was Friday night, whenever we was praying together and everything, I said, honey, I know I tell nearly everything happens between you and me, but I said, you know, this is probably something you would not want me to tell, right? She said, oh, no. She said, honey, the women have got to hear this story. They've got to know that God will do this. Because, said, you know, that's why he does these things to you and me. And that's why he puts you on the pulpit so you can tell these stories using Scripture. Because that's why everybody needs to know that when God says, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands, he meant what he said. And if we don't do what he says, he will discipline us with sickness and pain in our bodies. Do what, honey? Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, most of us men and women, when he says, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church, or I won't answer your prayer. He said that too, didn't he, George? And so if me and you pray for somebody, we can't get our prayer answered, the first place we need to look is, are we loving our wife? Amen. Absolutely right. You and me as dead husbands, fathers, we have to submit to the master. And if we don't, then he's going to discipline us.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Use My Gifts for His Glory, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.